Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio. Chingola woman and brother on the run after gruesome murder of 69-year-old husband. Head woman appeals for government intervention in Upper Lusenfa's infrastructure crisis. And in African news, Ramaphosa says U.S. tariffs are a calamity for South Africa. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A disturbing curse of suspected murder has emerged from the Kansomfu farming area in Chingola district, where a 69-year-old man, Edward Kateole, was allegedly killed by his wife and her brother. Copper Belt Police Commissioner Pefia Siandenge has confirmed the incident, saying this occurred between August 3rd and 4th, 2025, following a violent domestic dispute between Kateole and his wife, Abigail Mwaulu, 44. The altercation reportedly escalated, leading to a brutal attack involving both Mwaulu and her brother, Alexa Mtali. Mr. Siandenge says that the victim sustained multiple severe injuries. He says police received the report via Kalilo Police Post and have since launched an investigation. The two suspects are currently on the run. Meanwhile, police in Lusaka say a total of 65 criminal cases were recorded during the agriculture and commercial show held in Lusaka from 30th July to 4th August 2025. Zambia Police Service Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilami says the theft from person cases were 53, general theft cases were 9, one case of assault occasioning actual bodily harm, one case of malicious damage to property, and one case of indecent assault on a female. Mr. Chilavi says the police recorded 19 contravention offences related to conduct likely to cause a breach of the peace.
Most of the offenders were strongly warned and released, while others paid admission of guilt fines. The total value of property stolen amounted to 343,990, of which 16,105 has been recovered. Investigations and further recoveries are ongoing. A total of 9 arrests were made. Comparison with 2024. During the 2024 show, a total of 80 criminal cases were recorded. This year's total of 65 reflects a 19% decrease in reported crimes.
The head woman of Upper Lusem Fuad Mukushi District, Lavne Senjipa Aisha, has raised concerns over the lack of a local market, poor road infrastructure, and limited communication network coverage in the area. Speaking in an interview, Ms. Senjipa Aisha explains that residents are forced to travel long distances to Mukushi Boma to sell their produce as there is no local market in the ward. She adds that poor network coverage has made communication difficult, often forcing residents to climb trees just to make calls. Ms. Senjipa Aisha has appealed to government to consider constructing a market, improving the road network, and installing a communication tower to help improve livelihoods in the community.
Tatua kuata po maketi, kurokuwa pa nusenfwa, ukushitisha primama kilomita za atari, ukwisa kuroko, ukwisa kumukushi, mukushitisha. Ewa naitikuru sana, isi atuipaya, ukushikuata maketi. Tatua kuata buino buino, umusebo o tungendako, uwa kuiso okona, unetuwe tatua kuata, iya kusa tungata komiketi ni buino buino. Nava likuri ya kuine, kumati kuri ya kutawuni, na nguisi ya kushitisha kwa kiatu shupa. Tulasirua huku tuta komuniketi tushatu walae ndashani kuroko siku hapa nusefu wapati kwa hapa nusefu wapituishi huku nubu wabako maketi tulelombo kutupela kwa maketi yelo natupela kwa napa kutapameshi kani naba mwono pampu utakunata kwa haba sote etyo tulesika vilafuwa kwa hapa nusefu.
Most youths in Kapirimponshi working in informal sector have opened up on what makes them know to apply for economic empowerment. The youths like Weston Chola 25, Douglas Mwambafia 39, and Charles Chisanga 28, all carpenters have cited the delays in paperwork. The young people lament that it takes too long for their submissions to be officially approved by those mandated to do so. The youths have further alleged that corruption is still deep rooted where matters of economic empowerment is concerned, as they say there is still some form of political influence attached if one has to have it easy in accessing financial support. They spoke in separate interviews with Common Radio News.
Mostly my delays, when my car fly, maybe up to maybe 3 or 4 months, or even 1 year, I'm up to select.
Buchi Ward Councillor Amanda Masoka in Kitu District has praised the police for their efforts in reducing crime rates in the area. Speaking in an interview with Company Radio News, Mr. Masoka says the police intensified patrols have played a pivotal role in ensuring crime activities reduce in Buchi. The councillor has attributed the decline in criminal activities to the police's strategic approach to community policing, which involves collaboration with local residents and stakeholders to identify and address crime hotspots.
We still have those issues. Just the other day, Naria Umfwa. When we